Now this is where we held the government house balls. You must imagine it decorated with Chinese lanterns and local ferns and palm branches on the walls. An invitation was an honor that had to be earned. It became so popular we needed marquees out there under the stars to accommodate the crowds. Only the correct people were invited, of course. One of the most popular occasions was when debutantes were formally presented to the governor. It was the young women's coming out into society. You moderns seem to lack an equivalent occasion. Ah, the music, the press of society's best people, the hubbub of talk, the whirl of dresses, the intoxication of perfumes. Here. Those two debutantes taking it all in. They'll be full of the serious significance of the event. Let's listen.
I promise you, if Captain Farquhar looks my way again like that, I will swoon, just swoon away.
That's Miss Dixon. She's the daughter of the Premier, James Dixon. Captain Farquhar is the governor's aide-de-camp and a married man.
You may take your Captain Farquhar. It's Captain Pine for me. I do not dare think of those powerful arms about me as we fly around the dance floor.
That's Miss Moorhead. She's the daughter of a former Premier.
Look at Mrs. Farquhar. Her dancing serves her husband very poorly.
Have you been introduced to the good captain?
Of course. Once when Daddy had parliamentary business with Governor Lamington, I did happen to be present. But such introductions do not count. Tonight, when I am formally presented, I pray he will see me with new eyes.
Oh no, that awful Mr. Leeds is coming this way. He seems altogether too wayward and rough a type to be here. Ugh, he has that fixed look. I believe he means to ask one of us to dance.
Quickly, look ill, look faint. Let me attend to you. Oh, Miss Moorhead! Breathe! Breathe, Miss Moorhead!
This behaviour sits very poorly with the seriousness of this occasion.
He's veering towards the marquee and refreshments. We are saved.
His conversation is so immature. We enter society tonight, but he will assuredly remain a boy. Oh, there's your Captain Pine. He is dashing. And a bachelor. Have you been introduced?
Well, not exactly. Out horse riding last month, my horse unseated me, leaving me in a puddle. He kindly came to my aid, but seemed more taken with the mirth and mud of the situation than my personal qualities. Oh, Captain Farquhar has taken the dais to address the room.
My breast is pounding. I cannot look.
This conversation hardly reflects the fact that social events such as these were an important part of the role of the Viceregal Office and of Government House.
Stand! Stand! It is a toast to Her Majesty. You must stand.
My legs will not obey me.
Perhaps we should move to the next room.